F1, local station of the year, WLR-FM. The Big Breakfast
Club. So what seems to be the problem?
Oh, Dr. K's bug boy, I'm fed up, myself. I'm not feeling myself. I've no get up and go. Mm-hmm. I've no va-va-voom, no ooh-la-la.
Right.
Just fed up.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, how long have you been like this?
Been like now the last few days.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll write you out a prescription here now.
This what's this?
Work brilliantly.
Some manner of tablet.
It's worked for everybody else that's come in. There you go.
Listening to Timmy and Cairn.
Yep.
And try the what? The morning mix.
100% recovery. What? Gets people excited and focused. It'll get you really, really going now. I tell you one thing, I'm trying it myself. It's gone over 1,000 euro now. It's driving me crazy. Get in on it.
What do I have to do?
Just identify three voices. It's fantastic. It'll get your mind focused.
Oh, three voices, 1,000 euro, Dr. K's book.
Weekdays, 7 to 10 a.m. The Big Breakfast Blah on WLR-FM.
Like, I was behind the stage, but then kind of once the song started, you know, I just kind of enjoyed it.
Oh my God, Phoebe, you're 15. You sound pretty level-headed for the whole thing. I mean, you were in a packed out O2 in Dublin. That is fantastic. And do you know then when you went on stage, like it was the song, Sing, wasn't that the song you were performing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, did the nerves get the better of you all, or did you just say, all right, we're here now, might as well literally sing?
No, because like Gary was at the piano, you know, and he was smiling at us and everything. Made us all really comfortable, and then it was just so amazing.
The bodies of Shane, 44, Kenny, 47, and Paul, 49, Bulger, were recovered from the water about half a mile off Brownstown Head near Tremor yesterday evening after a local fisherman in Passageese raised the alarm when the men failed to return from an early morning excursion, so reports the Irish Examiner. The tragedy has left three children fatherless, including 4-year-old Martha Kay and 15-year-old Callum Bulger, the children of Shane, as well as Rachel, 12, Paul's daughter. Kenny was single and lived in Passage with his mother, Margaret Bulger. The men are survived by two brothers, Anthony and Michael, and two sisters, Linda and Paula. Good morning, John.
Morning, Billy.
Just move in a bit on the phone, on the microphone there. You're here as a friend and a neighbour, primarily, this morning.
That's true, Billy, yeah. I lived alongside him all my... Look.
Okay. Take your time. You lived next to them?
All my life, I lived alongside them. I got married and I shifted over to the other end of the village then.
And what happened yesterday was an absolute unknown in the sense that the lads would have gone to sea so often.
I come from down in the Dacia, and mister, it sure is fun. Listening to the radio and the station that's number one. Timmy and Cairn still think they're in high school. Billy puts the world to right. Ollie Carroll, he loves his birthdays. Ian's got his stories just right. WLR-FM, number one down in the Dacia. Again.
See? Even the boss knows it. WLR-FM is still Waterford's number.
Well, it is the moment of truth for Bruce Springsteen fans who've been texting boss for the last while now, looking forward to being chauffeur driven by Audi to the gig and back. I'm joined in studio this morning by the general manager of Audi Waterford, Brendan Walsh. Open the envelope.
Yes, we have a winner.
Okay, we've got somebody on the other end of the line. Phone is ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Susie?
Oh, it is.
Susie.
I won.
Susie Harney from Collins Avenue, Dunmore Road, Waterford. Would you like to go and see the boss?
I'd love to go and see the boss.
Are you a Bruce Springsteen fan?
I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
Thanks to Audi Waterford and WLR-FM, you're going to see the boss.
Woohoo! Thank you very much.
Thank you!
So Roisin, you're one of the WLRFM employees who's been signed up for this DIY task that we've been given. How are you feeling about it this morning?
I'm very nervous, actually. Nervous and excited. Totally new to all this. I think I'm going to place myself as the novice in the whole thing.
I think we're all novices.
Daisha AM with Billy McCarthy on WLRFM.
They have to tell the truth at some
stage. You've been accused of being hypocritical.
Yeah, well, first of all, Morris wasn't listening at all. And
I was listening to everything, David.
I didn't interrupt you now, Morris.
Well, because you didn't, David. I think you're after having a lot more say now than I'm after having.
Fair play to you, Morris. But I think a lot of the reaction to Sinn Féin's vote and Morris's criticism of Sinn Féin is because he knows that his TD in Waterford, Paddy Coffey, is going to be under fierce pressure from Sinn Féin come the next general election, as will Ciara Conway. That's where all of this is coming from. So I would expect all of these attacks coming from Morris, which I think are bordering on hysterical.
What would Jesus do in this situation? Does that ever come up? Paul, answer the question. Does that ever come up? Does your parish council on this matter, do you pray about it? Do you actually say, what would the Lord do in this context?
Yeah. We begin every meeting.
But do you ask the question, what would Jesus do in this situation?
Well, I don't know if that particular way of asking it has been addressed, but certainly that's what we hope.
Because you're erring on the side, and this has been the huge mistake with the church, and you're going back to it. You're erring on the side of canon law rather than gospel.
Hi, John Milan here, playing in Crow Park in front of a full house with an amazing experience for our minor hurlers. You're a brilliant side, best of luck lads, up the date.
This message was brought to you by... You're listening to The Big Match on WLRFM, thanks to Fitzgerald Life and Pensions.
I met a lot of them earlier, they're here supporting the blue and white. Michael Ryan is there, it's going to be free in. It's 24 points to 16, it's 121 to 16 points, and we're just waiting for the final whistle.
Yeah, time is up, you know, this will probably be the last puck of the game, and we're witnessing history here in Croke Park, 65 years
and 48, it's a long time ago. John T. O'Kelly was the president then there, Johnny Costello was the Taoiseach, he took over from Eamon De Valera. Noel Brown was the Minister for Health, it's all over, and Waterford are Ireland champions for the third time, the first time since 1948. John T. O'Kelly may be gone, Costello may be gone, and Minister Noel Brown may be gone, but Waterford hurling is back on the big stage. What a day for
past 12 months or so. We're going to go back to the Louis Fitzgerald Hotel, though. Back to Dublin, Michael Drislan has more happy Waterford people. Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I'm joined at the moment by Liam Lawler from Four Mile Water. Liam, you had some club players as well involved, and overall, your assessment of the game this afternoon?
That's a fantastic achievement for the lads. You know, we were great to see Conor Gleeson get out in the field. You know, he's a fantastic talent and underage again next year, so.
Waterford is the blah. The Red Lead Blah. Waterford is the Theatre Royal. Waterford is Ireland's oldest city, with Ireland's most beautiful beaches. Waterford isn't Cork, and even better, it's not Kilkenny. Waterford's cheering when we're 6 points up, and even louder when we're 6 points down. Waterford is Wellby. Waterford is pride in your town. It's Welsh Park, Kilcowan Park, Tramore Racecourse, and it's the Fraher Field. Waterford is knowing your home when you listen to WLRFM.
Only one radio station loves Waterford as much as you do. WLRFM. Getting you home. Drive Time with Ollie Carroll on WLRFM.
Thanks to Sheridan's, the home of Ford in Waterford.
Your name?
Dara.
Dara, now. And who have we got over here?
Liam.
Mika.
And Mika. So who do you want to say hello to today?
I want to say hello to Peter, Donica, Connor, Orton.
And all of them of Seafield School.
And all the ones in Seafield School.
You had a special message for everybody in Seafield.
Na 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 na, we're off school.
I think we got the message there somehow or other. And you didn't even tell the teacher you were going today.
Yeah, we didn't even tell the teacher we were going today.
No, wow. The teacher's gonna know if he looks at the news.
Yeah, you guys are brave. Do you know that? You didn't even say you were going to be away today, and the next thing you're here at the plowing match. What about tomorrow when teacher asks you, where have you been?
We were safe.
Oh, this story gets hairier and hairier as we move on.
But listen.
Like, take the park, that beautiful park. What a great resource in the middle of town. Great open green space and a fantastic history attached to it as well. And it was one of the places that he took me on a specific tour of an evening, and he was telling me about the wall around the park and a bit of the history concerning that. So let's just take a little clip from that interview, eavesdrop a little bit here and see what we can discover.
The wall is amazing. People take it for granted. I mean, I walked it as a child, and other kids, you see people walking it and whatever and climbing over it. All that rock was brought over from Bilbury. Like, this was back in 1857. Like, I mean, that rock had to be blown out from Bilbury and brought up on horse and cart and placed around all the way around the wall.
Oh, there goes the school bell, which means it's time for
Ollie's College of Knowledge on WLRFM.
So listen, thank you to everybody in on College of Knowledge. I tell you, it was a busy class today, no doubt about that. And let's just take a recap on the question here before we take a look at this. While driving his car, a man slams on the brakes when he sees in the middle of the street a diamond-studded door, a gold door, and a silver door. Now the question is, what door does he open first? That's what I was asking there. And I'm going to say a quick hello here to Adam Houlihan. Adam, in Greenfields, how are you today?
Good.
Good, that's great to hear. And you're five, is it?
Yep.
By golly. And were you at school today? Nearly six. Yeah. Nearly six. Well, can you give me the answer to what we were looking for today? Which door did he open first?
The car door.
The car door is 100% correct.
Hi, I'm Glenn Sheridan, store manager Tommy Hilfiger in Waterford, resident DJ at the Foundry. I love the Killers, I love drinking tea, I love following the hurling, and I love watching the Premiership in Liverpool Football Club. Married to Alison and dad to Oisín. I love the Daisha, and my station is WLR FM.
Hey Karen, boo!
Ah! Trick or treat, we have blahs for you to eat!
Yes, it's blahs for kids time.
And this year we're heading west. We're raising money to help build a playground for the kids in St. John's Special School in Dungarvan.
Come hell or high water, there will be a playground in this school. The children need it and I think they deserve the best. Somehow or other, it will be provided for them. And we're very fortunate. When you mention St. John's, people are very good in Dungarvan and the surrounding areas. The local businesses, the local community are really, really good to support us. And this playground is necessary for the children, and we will get this playground some way or somehow, because they need it. They deserve to be able to go out and play in a place that's safe.
On Friday, October 25th, we'll be in Dungarvan selling blahs to you at your school, workplace or on the street.
You can ring the blah hotline to order your blahs on Woodford 051 872248 and support a great cause.
For details, go to the Blahs for Kids Facebook page.
Boo!
Waiting on a brand new day.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
It may have been raining earlier on today outside Ardkeen Quality Food Stores in the Dunmore Road in Waterford, but that didn't dampen the spirits as champagne corks were popping and staff were celebrating. Crowds of American tourists who were just off a cruise ship watched in wonder as cheers went up from staff members and customers alike. So what was all the fuss about? Well, at 9 a.m. this morning, the manager of Ardkeen Food Stores got a call from Lotto headquarters in Dublin to inform them that they had sold the winning 12.8 million euro ticket in last Friday's Euro Millions draw.
And Waterford's local bread, the blah, was given a special status by the EU during November. The European Commission says it's illegal to use the name blah to discuss any other type of bread. The protected geographic indication was granted to reflect the bread's special home place and history.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Liz Reddy. Good morning. The leader of the Fianna Fáil party says Councillor Gary Wise, who died suddenly yesterday, was an example of what is best about community politics in Ireland. A book of condolence has been opened at Waterford City Hall. Micheál Martin says it was a shock, with shock and sadness that he learnt of Councillor Wise's sudden death.
I heard about it just as I was going into the Dáil. I must say I was very shocked because I've worked
extremely hard with Gary since I became leader of the party over 2 years ago. And for me, he was the personification of everything I wanted a public representative to be. And he epitomised the kind of party I wanted to build.
Yes, obviously the menu missing on the top of the programme with obvious reasons why this morning. The sense of shock and sadness was palpable here at the Radio Centre when news of Councillor Gary Wise's death started to filter through in the early afternoon yesterday, and our hearts go out to his wife Michelle, his four children and his mother Eileen, his brother Bernard and his sister Olive.
Care about Cliff Richard or rocking around the Christmas tree.
I just want to hear some cheer. Forget about the snowman in the air.
Make our wish come true.
Let our Christmas song be picked by you.
We want you to pick the first Christmas song of 2013. To enter, click WRFM.com and on Friday, November 29th on The Big Breakfast Blah,
we will play the first Christmas song of 2013 and start the Christmas music on WLORFM with City Square Shopping Centre.
Good morning.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I suppose it's okay now to say a happy Christmas to you because we're going to be playing our very first Christmas song of 2013 as chosen by you, Sandra.
Oh my God, I wish I could say chosen by me. My husband's after putting me in for this, so you can I thank him too.
Well, it's a family affair then, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the one and only.
The Pogues. Bring it on.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Sandra Scally.
All right,
Christmas
bye.
Christmas music by City Square.
My husband had a low-paid job with short hours. But we had family income supplement, and so we just about managed. But then he lost his job. Family income supplement was stopped. My children are 17, 12 and 11. My youngest son has special needs, and I receive a carer's allowance because he needs full-time care. I move tinned food from the cupboard to the fridge so that it will look full in front of my children. I buy food that is going out of date because it's cheaper. And I pretend that we're trying something new. My daily worry is what my children will eat today. I'm at a loss as to what is happening to my family and me. We're just existing.
Please help needy families in Waterford. Support the WLRFM Lions Club Christmas Appeal by making a bid in our auction, attend an event, or by making a donation. Thank you.
Lions Club Christmas Appeal has raised over €162,000 in Waterford City and County. Over the past 4 weeks, you have helped organise and take part in many events like the pub quiz, carol concert.
Even at the home of the blue stuff, we dream of a white one. Happy Christmas from WLRFM.
Two Waterford schools and one of the city's biggest employers have teamed up to put on a Christmas choral recital. Fourth class at the Mercy Primary School joined the boys at Mount Sion Secondary and the staff at Gensheim for the festive event at Gensheim's headquarters in Clayboy. John Norris is communications manager at the company. He says the event was a great example of collaboration.
Absolutely, very, very special. We worked so closely with the schools. The Mercy was an acquisition of a piano. It started with a piano. Their piano had broken, and we decided that we would fund a new piano for them because they're so well known for their music and stuff like that. And,
Tis the season, win with Ollie. La 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 la. Tune in daily, win a telly. Ba la 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 la. Come on air, answer questions. Ba la 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 la. Win a 50-inch smart telly. Ba la 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 la.
Who played Kevin in the Christmas movie Home Alone? Who presents I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Complete the movie title. Miracle on 34th? Play Ollie's Big TV Christmas Quiz with Morris's and you could win a 50-inch TV to really enjoy your Christmas viewing. Morris's DIY on the Cork Road, your local Christmas superstore.
Win a 50-inch smart telly. Ba-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Hi, I'm Sinead O'Reilly. I'm from Waterford. I'm mum to Cuiva, who's 5, and John, who's 2. I like to keep fit by jogging, and I love heading into town for a nice meal and a good night out with friends. I love listening to Coachline, and my station is WLORFM.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Mark Power. Good afternoon. Waterford begins celebrating its 1100th birthday this year. The city was founded by Vikings in 914 and is the oldest in the country. There was a special celebration to mark the year at City Hall last night, and Mayor of Waterford John Commons was proud to open the year 2014 for the city.
It's a little bit overwhelming. I'm the youngest mayor in the history of Ireland's oldest city. There's a lot of great people that have gone before us here in the last 1100 years here in the city, and I'm really looking forward to the first steps that we're all going to take together on the 1st of January now for the next 1100 years of Waterford City.
Waterford, 1100 years of history, was researched and written by Julian Walton and adapted by Andrew Holden with the support of Waterford City Council.
Well, welcome to Waterford. Now, if you're from round these parts, you'll know that the city was founded by
the Vikings.
Unless you've had your head stuck in the sand for the last 1100 years. But hang on a minute.
The WLRFM Shape Up Challenge returns January 2014. It's going to be bigger and better. We want more people to make the change and improve their lifestyle. We're looking for teams of 3 people to take part, and to do it with the support of your teammates, WLRFM presenters and a personal trainer. So, if you're up for the challenge, log on to the WLRFM website for details on how to apply. Make the change and take part in the 2014 Shape Up Challenge.
24, okay. And you decided to take the Shape Up Challenge. You don't have any health problems as such, but you really do just want to shape up.
No, just to be happy in myself, especially, you know, coming up to the wedding, the honeymoon, all that. You know, I want to be happy and I want to be healthy. You know, especially.
Yeah, every bride wants to look her best on the big day. Karen, you remember the feeling.
Oh, I do. And Camille, you haven't bought your dress yet.
No, not yet. I'm hoping now, you know, after the 8 weeks to get something that, you know, I'm happy and that I'm happy to get, so.
It was built on walls, walls that could not be broken. But in Waterford's 1100th year, they'll gather in their thousands, and no wall will stop them. They take siege of the streets, men and women, with one goal, to conquer Waterford. On Saturday, June 28th, the WLRFM Waterford Viking Marathon will take place in Ireland's oldest city. History beckons. Will you be part of it? Run the full half or quarter marathon. Register now at WaterfordVikingMarathon.com. Proudly sponsored by the Irish Examiner, Waterford City Council, Whitfield Clinic, Sun Life Financial, Delaware Life, Teva, Airgen Pharma and Alfie Hale Sports. The WLRFM Waterford Viking Marathon. 1100 years, one day.
And speaking of the weather, how has the county fared? If you're into Facebook, you will have seen various photographs being posted last night, some of it of very silly and stupid behaviour. Some people on the prom in Tremor having what they were calling a foam party, and they were there sort of dancing and carousing and having a bit of fun, they thought. It's very, very, very serious carry-on. And of course, the infrastructure of the county seems to be getting a bit of a hammering as well. With the latest on that, I'm joined now on the line by Pat McCarthy, Senior Engineer with the Waterford County Council. Welcome back to the programme, Pat.
Good morning, Bailey. Good morning to your listeners.
Coast got a bit of a hammering?
Yeah, the coastal areas are taking a bit of a hammering, all right, as you say. We have Tremor there, you mentioned. We have the Strand Road there is closed off. The seawall there has been breached, so...
A large sinkhole in the road, yeah? The
seawall was breached there on Saturday night, and our lads were working there most of yesterday to try and put repairs in place, you know, to I suppose, stop again.
We return to the sad death of Donald Drone, originally from St. John's Park here in Waterford City in London, as a result of a falling tree which fell in turn as a result of that storm, the Jude storm, which affected the UK, particularly on Sunday night into Monday morning. Joining me now on the line is Waterford woman Siobhan Brannock, who is the editor of the Irish Post newspaper in the UK, and she too joins me from London. Good morning, Siobhan, and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Billy. Thank you for having us.
Again, such sad news and so many wonderful tributes coming in to Donal.
Yes, I mean, family and friends really have been left devastated by the news that came through yesterday. Obviously, the storm affected a lot of people in London, but there is one Irish family in particular who...
Me? I'm spending Valentine's Day with my ex. Box 360. Happy Valentine's Day from WLRFM and Audi Waterford. Dedicated to Audi. Dedicated to you.
Brooke, you've just won it.
You're joking.
It's all yours.
Wow.
You have just won yourself a fabulous cruise of the Mediterranean.
Oh my
with
God.
With you and another person.
Oh, thanks very much.
My God, I just won a holiday to Malta. Seriously.
You certainly did. You just won a holiday to Malta. How does that make you feel?
Wait, my husband don't believe me. Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks so much.
Today is World Radio Day. And 25 years since the launch of WLRFM.
Just after the news of Nelson Mandela's death broke, I got on to the Deutsche AM Facebook page and indeed the WLRFM Facebook page, appealing to Waterford people who might be living in South Africa to perhaps contact us here on the programme, on the station, with their reaction to his death. And we're much appreciative of the fact that he did, in fact, email us. And he's now on the line to us from his home in South Africa, originally from the Grange, the Upper Grange area here of Waterford City. And he is Alan Foley. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Billy.
Thank you very much for responding to our appeal.
It's a pleasure.
You're married to a South African, so you have obviously huge on-the-spot insight into reaction there last night. Can you talk us through?
The atmosphere today, I think, and over the next couple of days and weeks will be the celebrating of his life and what he brought to this country and to this generation going forward.
Your date has been added to the Garth Brooks Comeback Special Event. This will now take place on Friday the 25th, Saturday the 26th, Sunday the 27th and Monday the 29th of July at Croke Park in Dublin. And Garth Brooks joins me now. Hi Garth, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Brian. I'm sorry, Billy, I was talking to Brian before you got on. Thank you for
your time. You're welcome to the programme. Listen, why do you think you're so popular in this country?
Billy, I wish I had a really cool answer. I don't have a clue.
Documentaries on WLRFM. The Musical Priest.
Portlaw Hall, County Waterford, August 1903. Richard Hanbury, originally from nearby Mount Bolton, and now a priest, an internationally famous Celtic scholar and a musicologist, is back home from his travels and about to give a lecture.
And now, full tilt past four score, the first in our special documentary series celebrating the life of Lismore travel writer Dervla Murphy.
I call her Nyanya normally, but I just thought to call her Dervla, like just everybody knew who I was talking about. Because it's not very common to call your grandmother Nyanya, I think it's...
The first gentleman of this county.
In the 1990s, the main square of the city was renamed after John Roberts, a man I'd never heard of as a boy growing up in Waterford, but someone who was responsible for almost all of the city's Georgian architecture, certainly the good parts, from the Catholic Cathedral and the Chamber of Commerce buildings just off the square here, to Christchurch, the Bishop's Palace and City Hall on the Mall.
The Saturday Cafe on WLRFM with the Estuary Club and Spa at Faithleg House Hotel and Golf Resort. Health, fitness and beauty combined.
Can I also have a little bit of a disclaimer on behalf of the lads this morning, that this programme would like to point out the references and opinions of my guests this morning are not related in any way to any women they may be married to, involved with or call ma'am.
That's lovely. There's another old one too. I would find it most uncomfortable to walk on the inside of a girl. I couldn't, you know.
Mind the same.
Do you like having one foot off the path? Honest to God, Maria. But there it is. They are just old-fashioned habits, and that's it.
But there's nothing wrong with those.
I don't think there is either.
There's a protection thing involved in it. Like, I live in the country, live in Bow Strand.
We had an amazing response to our first week of The Best in Waterford, where we're looking for the best postman or woman in the city or county.
Congratulations to Mark Power from Waterford City, who is the winner of Waterford's Best Postman.
Hey, I've just arrived in the mail centre here and I think I'm in time. I think I've caught him. I'll go in and surprise him. I'm looking for Mark Power. Are you Mark Power? Mark, how are you? Come here and give me a hug. Congratulations. It gives me super pleasure to present you with this Waterford's Best Postman.
Thank you very much.
Give him a cheer.